All right. I thought it was good practice today. After the day off, I thought they responded better this, after the day off this time as opposed to the last day off. It's really our last day off before we start preseason games. So, it's right around the corner from us. We're excited about, kicking this thing off in 4 days against Minnesota, and we're kind of beginning to turn our attention a little bit that way. We've got a lot of getting better to do. But it's time to start playing preseason games.
Are you into that routine yet, that game week routine?
We're not into the game week routine, but we're beginning to kind of, our focus over the next couple of days will start turning that way.
How much significance would you attach to the first depth chart you got put out for the Vikings game?
Not much.
Not much at all?
Not much. We everything that we've done so far has been putting in pencil. So, that'll be determined as we continue through these preseason games, but wanted to give you guys something to write about.
Would it be an accurate barometer of where you think they are now, but still have all these games to go?
Yeah, I think when you look at the depth chart, that's kind of about where we are right now. But some of those competitions are pretty tight, so a lot of that still be to be determined.
David Osbury missed practice today.
He's got a little knee. We tried to work him out today. He wasn't quite ready to go. Hopefully he'll be back.
Do you have a lead in that tight end battle?
Well, Osbury's kind of in the lead right now. But Michael Rivera's done some really good things. Again, I've said before, they really kind of play two different positions, although they both line up as a tight end. Brian Leanart's a guy that has steadily improved. So I would say, right now it would be Osbury and Rivera and then Leonard probably right after that.
How much is Denarius Moore developed from the time you got here to now?
Well, I think when we've watched him out here, I've seen a lot of improvement out of him. I think, one of the big topics has kind of been a little bit of the inconsistency in the past, but I think he's been a lot better in this camp. I'm excited about Denarius Moore. I'm really excited about the whole receiving core, really, because I think we got a lot of young guys that have an opportunity to surprise some people. So, but I do think Denarius is getting better as a football player, and he has in this camp.
Do you have a good gauge on how your defense is coming together with all the new pieces this year versus where you're at this year going into the first preseason game?
Well, we're ahead of where we were last year. There's no question about that. I'm going to reserve final judgment till we start playing some of these preseason games. But I like where we're at, defensively. We still got a lot of things we got to improve on. But I think we're further ahead at this point now than really we've been in the last couple of years.
How's Miles been doing?
Miles has been doing well. I thought he had one of his better days the other day in the scrimmage. And then I thought he had a nice day practicing today. So he's continued to improve. Unfortunately, C.O. Moore's, got the rib that's held him out the last couple of days. Hopefully he can get back out here because I think that's a heck of a competition between those two guys for that Will linebacker spot.
Is it still pretty even?
Yeah, it's very even. It's very close. So I think these preseason games are going to go a long way to determining that.
With C.O. being out right now, do you make the decision, like, now to go with – with Burris because he's available?
We'll see. We'll see what CO is able to do over the next couple of days. We obviously got to, go with the guys that are healthy and out here. So right now it's Miles Burris.
Beyond the top three linebackers and the three guys that were hurt, any of the younger linebackers starting to step up a little bit or looking forward to that?
Well, there's been some guys that have stepped up and done some good things. Still a little bit inconsistent when you're looking at some of those guys. Kalen Burnett, Bojay, some of those guys, Carlos Fields. I'm looking for more consistency out of those players. But, I think it's a good young group to work with.
Was James Jones limited by anything today? It seems like he was fully suited up, like pads, things like that.
No, he's fine.
Can you go back to your receivers for a minute? Andre Holmes is a guy who, after he started playing last year, seemed to really show up time after time, making big plays. We're seeing him out here again, making plays. Has he surpassed maybe what you expected when you guys first brought him aboard, or is there still a lot for him to grow?
Well, it's a good question. It's kind of a two-part question. Number one, yes, he has surpassed what we thought we were getting when we brought him in here. And there's still a lot that he can improve on. I'm happy with what we're getting out of Andre Holmes. I think he's going to be a real factor for us this year.
It seems like he's got the ideal size, obviously. And it seemed like last year he was really doing a good job of positioning against the DBs. Is that something that maybe he stands out in the way he can use his body?
Well, I think the nature of the NFL now kind of the trend in the league is these bigger physical receivers, and he certainly fits that mold. And so, a lot of times he's going to get up against corners that, they don't meet his physical stature. So it gives him an advantage in that way. And he's done a nice job of understanding, the type of receiver he is. And he sometimes you get these big receivers and they don't play big, but Andre's one of those guys that not only does he have that physical stature, but he plays to that stature.
Do you expect to see DJ before the end of the preseason, or could he be a candidate for regular season PUP?
Well, I expect to see him before preseason, but we'll have to wait and see. I mean, he is getting better, but he's not ready to be out here playing football yet.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.